This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, October 25th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller at Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Stabenow warns ag groups on CCC. GOP disagreement on farm bill extension and Senate breakthrough on ag spending. Johnson latest speaker nominee. Louisiana Representative Mike Johnson is the fourth GOP nominee for House Speaker after winning the latest round of balloting last night. Johnson, whose district includes the Shreveport area, is a former chairman of the Republican Study Committee that is the GOP's largest ideological caucus. He's known for playing a lead role in challenging the results of the 2020 presidential election. Majority Whip Tom Emmer of Minnesota became the third nominee earlier yesterday. Later, he withdrew. CCC authority under threat, farm groups are told. Senate Agriculture Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow and some of her aides are warning farm groups about the effort by Republican lawmakers to restrict USDA's use of the Commodity Credit Corporation spending authority, sources are telling AgriPulse. Stabenow of Michigan made the warning on a conference call she held to discuss the USDA's planned use of $2.3 billion in CCC funds to erect a new five-year agriculture trade promotion and marketing program, as well as buy up more U.S.-grown commodities for international food aid. Stabenow's office isn't commenting publicly on the issue. And by the way, Stabenow's knocking down the idea that she would leave the Senate early to take over the presidency of her alma mater, Michigan State University. Stabenow yesterday called for the resignation of MSU board chair Reamer Vassar to resign over allegations that Vassar bullied administrators. A leading Michigan public relations specialist, John Truscott, then predicted Stabenow would be chosen as MSU's next president, and House Ag Committee member Alyssa Slotkin would be appointed to finish Stabenow's term. Stabenow's response, quote, "Not going to happen. I still have lots to do for Michigan and the Senate." Stabenow is not running for re-election in 2024. Slotkin is running for the seat. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000 plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Key Republicans disagree on length of farm bill extension. There's little question now that Congress is going to have to extend the 2018 Farm Bill. The question, how long that extension will be. The top Republican of the Senate Ag Committee, John Bozeman of Arkansas, suggests it should be for a full year to provide some certainty to farmers and their bankers. But House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson said yesterday he doesn't think an extension needs to be that long. I certainly have more confidence in John Bozeman than maybe he does, Thompson quipped. Bozeman said he didn't think it would take an entire year to get the new farm bill enacted. Now, for more on the issue raised by an extension, you can check out this week's AgriPulse newsletter. Senate cuts deal on spending package. Senate leaders have reached an agreement that clears the way for the chamber to take up a package of three spending bills for fiscal 24, including the bill that funds USDA and FDA. The agreement would allow consideration of 40 amendments. They include one offered by Stabenow that would provide $8.5 million for urban agriculture. The amendment by Senator Katie Britt of Alabama that would earmark $1 million for research on drought and disease-resistant peanuts. And another amendment by Alaska Republican Dan Sullivan would bar the use of Chinese seafood in school meals. Now keep in mind, the House version of the ag spending bill is in limbo after failing on the floor in September. Fruit and vegetable exporters to get funds from RAP. USDA will be dedicating $100 million for fruit and vegetable exporters out of the $1.3 billion CCC-funded Regional Agriculture Promotion Program that it unveiled yesterday. That's according to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. The money will go toward countering technical and sanitary and phytosanitary barriers that hinder U.S. fruit and vegetable exports. The fruit and vegetable sector has already pointed out some of the barriers that need to be addressed, and a USDA official says the department will also be holding, quote, a series of meetings with industry leaders. California lawmakers seek ag disaster aid. A group of House Democrats from California are calling on the White House to include agricultural disaster aid in a supplemental funding request to Congress. The lawmakers say the flooding earlier this year caused $1.4 billion in ag damages. Without this desperately needed assistance, farmers will not be able to produce the country's fruits and vegetables, and the effects would be felt nationwide, says a letter from the lawmakers to the White House led by Representative Salud Carbajal of California. U.S. is again selling chickpeas to buyers in India. India's 10% tariff on U.S. chickpeas was dropped only about a month ago, but deals are already being done to ship U.S. chickpeas to the country. That according to an official with the USA Dry Pea and Lentil Council. There have been, quote, definitely some sales, said Jeff Rummy, vice president of marketing for the group. But he stresses that it will take some time for the U.S. to take full advantage of the reopening of the market. The U.S. was exporting about $6.4 million worth of chickpeas to India before the country retaliated against U.S. steel and aluminum tariffs and slapped its own tariffs on U.S. ag commodities, such as chickpeas. All U.S. exports of chickpeas to India were eventually halted because of the retaliatory tariff, so American farmers began looking for alternative markets. U.S. chickpea exports grew from 52 million in 2013 to total 169 million in 2017, but declined to 67 million by 2022, in part due to drastically reduced shipments to India. That's according to a new analysis from the USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service. Republicans, redefining poverty would hurt rural areas. A recommendation by the National Academy of Sciences to replace the government's official measure of poverty with a new supplemental poverty measure is getting pushback from rural Republicans. The supplemental poverty measure accounts for differences in local costs of living. At a House Ways and Means Subcommittee hearing yesterday, Republicans said the change could divert funding from rural areas to states with higher costs of living. California would see its poverty rate increase by nearly 6%, while the poverty rate in Mississippi would fall by nearly 4%, according to Subcommittee Chair Darren LaHood of Illinois. The poverty definition is crucial to SNAP, the National School Lunch Program, Medicaid, and many other programs. In particular, our rural communities depend on the resources and programs Congress provides to deliver necessary services and fight poverty on the ground. Redirecting resources away from rural communities would have a devastating effect, LaHood said. Well, here's today's He Said It. Frankly, an increasingly polarized political environment that rewards intra-siege stubbornness and fighting as opposed to finding common ground. That Representative Dusty Johnson of South Dakota asking why it was so hard for House Republicans to unite on a speaker candidate. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, October 25th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.